there's a plane or a bus leaving Dallas. I hope you're on it. If there's a train moving fast down the tracks, I hope you caught it.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Federal Reserve Board wraps up its policy meeting in this afternoon and will signal what's next with interest rates. The latest economic data shows the job market is holding even as the Fed tries to cool inflation further. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze on what we can expect.
The Fed today is expected to keep rates on hold at their current level, but the central bank has already penciled in 3 rate cuts this year, and that would make it cheaper to borrow money for a new car or home loan or to pay off your credit card debt.
FBI Director Christopher Wray, testifying on Capitol Hill, says China hackers remain one of the top threats to the U.S. infrastructure. Wray says FBI investigations show Chinese-affiliated hackers are breaching routers, including the nation's energy sector. A few years ago, Alaska didn't have enough snow. Now there's too much. More than 100 inches of snow has fallen in Anchorage, leading to some commercial rooftops to collapse. The same round of storms also delivering another punch to the western states. This is ABC News. President Biden will soon visit East Palestine, Ohio. That's the site of last year's fiery train derailment.
The White House announced President Biden will travel to East Palestine, Ohio in February, a year after the Norfolk Southern train derailment that forced thousands of people from their homes and sparked significant fears because of the thousands of gallons of hazardous chemicals that spilled into the environment. The Biden administration faced heavy criticism for its immediate response, and the president's been under pressure to visit the community. The White House says when he goes next month, he'll meet with residents and assess progress his administration has helped deliver in coordination with state and local leaders to protect the community and hold Norfolk Southern accountable. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A major rain and snowstorm hitting the West Coast today. The heaviest rain expected in Northern California, where forecasters expect more than 6 inches of snow in some areas. And rain. Storms are expected to hit California for the next 10 days. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, filling in for Ted Ayland. I'm Raymond Newpert. A review has been completed into the death of a Milwaukee woman who called 911. Bob Haig has more.
Curtis Ambulance Service paramedics who did not get out of their truck to look for a woman who'd fallen at a Milwaukee bus stop 2 weeks ago will face no discipline. James Baker is Curtis Ambulance president.
The first ambulance got there within 4 minutes. There was no patient found. When the patient was found by somebody else, there was an immediate response, again, within 6 minutes, by the fire department, and they ended up resuscitating the patient unsuccessfully.
49-year-old Jolene Waldreff, whose body was obscured by a snowbank, died of hypothermia. Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky called Waldreff's death a horrible situation, but said a review didn't find that crews from Curtis or his department acted improperly.
As expected, Governor Tony Evers has vetoed Republican-drawn legislative maps that were passed this week. Governor Evers posted to social media following that veto.
Wisconsinites deserve maps that are fair, responsive, and reflect the will of the people. And my promise to the people of Wisconsin is that I will always fight for fair maps. I will not accept anything less.
Those maps drawn up by Republicans in the legislature last week would have avoided pitting many of their members against one another in redrawn districts. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss chided the governor, saying that the maps would have given Democrats 99% of what they proposed.
Madison police are investigating a shooting at the Easttown Mall from Tuesday night. Officers were called out about 9 p.m. to the area after people reported being shot at. Police say they found evidence of a shooting, but no damage to any property or any injuries reported. Police say that they know that the victims and the suspects in the case know each other, and there's no danger to the public. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of clouds and sunshine, becoming even more abundant as high temperatures attempt to break records and soar to the low 50s. Enjoy this unseasonable warmth and keep in mind we could see some areas of fog building back in overnight. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 46.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
January via Farm Journal broadcast. This is AgriTalk. This morning we begin with a conversation with Iowa Senator Joni Ernst. Then it's our Farmer Forum with panelists Scott McGregor and Gary Niemeyer. Directly following the news, Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop. I'm the handsome newsman, Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Yeah, last day of January. It's 33 degrees. Mm-hmm. It's overcast out there. It's not we're just melting things away. But
sure.
Boy, I tell you, we've lost a lot of the snow cover already, and we're going to lose more yet this week and next week and maybe even the week after that, dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, here's something fun that I discovered. The winter solstice occurs on December 21st, right? The shortest day of the year. From November 16 to January 22nd, those are the 10 darkest weeks of the year as far as amount of daylight goes.
Yeah.
We've made it through the darkest hours so far.
That's right.
We're here clear at the 31st. I mean, dude, we're sitting pretty.
Fantastic. Yeah. I was out at the grill the other night. You know, what the heck? Why shouldn't we be?
Why would you not?
And kind of looking around like, you know, we've still got some gray light that I was dealing with in the evening hours. So it's happening. Days are getting longer. I can feel it, dude. I can feel it.
Mm-hmm. I can, too. I can, too.
Yeah. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us on this Wednesday morning. We've got a heck of a farmer forum coming your way. But first, we're going to have a conversation with U.S. Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa and try to get a feel for the likelihood that progress on the issues that we need to see progress on will actually happen between now and March 1. We've got a month. We got a month to get some of these spending bills done. So it will be interesting. All right, buddy, let's get to the news. What do you got?
You bet. Well, the National Weather Service weather outlook calls for heavy snow over parts of the Sierra Nevada mountains, moderate snow over upstate New York and northern New England, light snow over higher elevations of the west. There is a slight risk of excessive rainfall over parts of northern and central California on Wednesday and southern California on Thursday. Temperatures will be 15 to 30 degrees above average from the plains to the upper middle Mississippi Valley. Chip,
that's a whole 36 lot better. Yeah, a whole lot better than 15 to 30 degrees below average like we were in the middle of January. Yep. So here we are. We've got the January thaw is clearly underway. We'll see what we can snow we can get rid of between now and the first part of March.
Well, the U.S. dollar index was slightly higher with weakness in the euro and British pound against the U.S. currency. The yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note was lower, with a mostly lower tone in global government bond yields. Crude oil futures softened ahead of U.S. government inventory data due out later this morning. Chip, Growth Energy released data showing American drivers recently surpassed the massive milestone of 100 billion miles driven on affordable, homegrown, delicious E15 fuel. The 15% biofuel blend saves drivers an average of 15 cents per gallon at the pump in some states. Amid higher fuel costs last summer, drivers saw E15 savings climb as high as 60 cents per gallon, baby.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we will talk with Senator Ernst about is the odds of getting E15 available year-round across the country.
Well, Chip, in the weekend of Jan 26, mortgage applications in the United States declined by 7.2%. This following, according to data from the Mortgage Bankers Association, applications for purchasing a home dropped by 11.4%, while those refinancing a home loan increased slightly. Meanwhile, the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage held steady at 6.78%. The House of Representatives is set to vote today on a $78 billion bipartisan tax package, with House Speaker Mike Johnson leading the effort, despite facing opposition from some centrist Republicans. Right. Chip, this is all I can bear to say.
Well, yeah, and I think, based on the conversation that we had yesterday with Paul Niefer, Farm CPA, I think this tax package is going to get through. And there are some good things in it. We just need to get to the details of it once the package is passed.
Well, Chip, a group of lawmakers have expressed concerns about rising transportation costs due to Houthi attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. Those lawmakers have called for swift action to address these issues and have written a letter to several Biden administration officials emphasizing the need to prevent disruptions to the nation's supply chain.
Wouldn't have swift action been like 8 weeks ago, six weeks ago?
I think so. Yeah, swift. Like House Homeland Security Committee approved articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The vote came shortly after 1 a.m. Eastern Time Wednesday, and the articles will now be considered by the full House of Representatives at a later date. Chip, does this go back to the border kerfuffle?
Oh, absolutely. It's all about what's happening at the border. So we've got a great guest on this morning in Senator Ernst to get to the bottom line on that.
Well, Chip, the World Gold Council reports global central banks snatched up gold in 2023 and will continue to do so in 2024. China's central bank was the biggest buyer, and from the irony page, the Biden administration poised to lend $1.5 billion to restart a shuttered Michigan nuclear power plant. Chip.
Here we go. All right, thank you, Davis. Let's bring in Margie Echocamp, editor of The Scoop. Good morning, Margie.
Good morning, Chip.
There you are. All right, it's the last day of January. And there are a lot of growers that are thinking about the first day of planting, and they're spending time in the shop making sure they'll get the most out of that planter pass. What are the trends going into this spring?
Yeah, this has really been an emerging trend that we've seen in covering ag retail over at The Scoop, and that is the opportunities with the planter pass. So how can we layer on additional products, often in a very prescriptive way, to get those corn and soybean crops off to the strongest start? And specifically, I wanted to highlight kind of a subcategory. I don't think it's a niche anymore, Chip, because when I looked at aggregating the products available, there's nearly two dozen of these that kind of fit key parameters, and that is dry formulations that can be used in corn or soybeans. And specifically, they're two-for-one products. So they're replacing that traditional talc or graphite blend. Maybe they are a talc or graphite blend. Maybe they're another seed fluency agent, but then they're layering on an additional opportunity. So whether that be a microbial, a biological, or some crop nutrition. So really these two-for-one products. Now, retailers are seeing this as a great opportunity because they haven't necessarily always widespread sold seed fluency agents. So it's another way for them to serve their growers. And for growers, it's really not asking them to do much different because they're already adding that seed fluency agent to improve their singulation and overall mechanical operation of their planter.
Yeah. It may be the most important pass that you make all year. You might as well get the most out of it. There's no question about that. Margie, we'll see you next week down in Kansas City at Top Producer Summit.
Yep, registration is still open.
How do you get there?
tpsummit.com.
tpsummit.com. That is Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and of Top Producer. We've got Senator Ernst up next here on AgriTalk.
When we told growers that Bayer Premium Trifold Herbicide for Corn delivers visibly clean fields for up to 8 weeks, they were a bit skeptical.
We'll see how it works.
So we decided to prove it. We set up cameras in multiple cornfields, treated them with Trifold, and filmed for 24 hours a day. For 8 weeks, we saw a variety of weather conditions, and Trifold worked. See for yourself at TrifoldInAction.com. Trifold is a restricted-use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
Lower crop prices and extreme weather can take a toll on your profits and peace of mind. Crop insurance is a powerful tool to not only protect your financial security, but give you confidence to market grain, invest in your operation, and provide for what matters most, your family. At Farmers Mutual Hail, we understand that, so we've created products that allow you to customize plans for up to 95% coverage. It's time to rethink your crop insurance and choose FMH, America's Crop Insurance Company, to protect your livelihood. Visit connect.fmh.com today.
Get a strong start to your sorghum season with Double Team Sorghum. The Double Team Sorghum cropping solution provides superior post-emergent grass control, giving you clean sorghum fields, reliable yields, and improved profitability. Double Team is powered by the proprietary DT trait and uniquely formulated first-act herbicide for a completely integrated and flexible solution for grass control in sorghum. Visit DoubleTeamSorghum.com to learn how to get cleaner fields and bigger yields.
This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. I'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Join us in Orlando at the 2024 NCBA Cattle Convention. Don't miss U.S. Farm Report host Tyne Morgan's live taping with industry experts February 1st at noon. Be part of the live audience at the Chuckwagon Cafe number 1.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad you're with us. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa joins us right now. Senator Ernst, I know you're tight on time this morning. So welcome. Welcome to AgriTalk. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, Chip. Thanks so much.
Excellent. We need to start with what happened over the weekend, the attack on U.S. forces in Jordan. 3 U.S. military members were killed. Dozens more were injured. How does this happen?
Yeah, this is horrible, and my heart goes out to those families. And the unit that was attacked is actually, it's an engineer unit out of Georgia, reserve unit. And this is a company that I actually served in the mid-90s. I was a platoon leader with that company. And so those poor service members and their families were subjected to Iranian proxy terrorist attacks. And we've seen over 160 attacks on our personnel and our U.S. bases since earlier in October. And this has got to stop. And it's happening because President Biden is very weak on the world stage. And he has a strategy of appeasement towards Iran. And if that doesn't change, we will continue to see attacks on our service members.
Okay, so this policy of appeasement, I believe that you are correct on that. But 160 attacks on U.S. forces in a short period of time, what is this going to do to the level of U.S. involvement in that conflict in the Middle East?
Well, I know that President Biden, he always states that he wants to move away from escalation, but Iran and their proxies, they are the ones that are escalating this.
Yeah.
And we need to be able to defend our own troops on our bases. And this means striking back. When Iran and its proxies come after us, we need to go back after them. It's defense. It's not declaring war on them, but it is defense. And so I say we need to be enforcing the sanctions that would cut off the money supply that would fund these terrorist attacks, as well as the terrorist organizations. And as we go and make those strikes, let's not hit empty warehouses. Let's actually strike those that are planning the attacks.
Yeah. Absolutely. Concerning is the comments that we're hearing from the Iranian leadership that they're not afraid at this point, and they're not afraid of the retaliation. And that makes me feel that we're going to get pulled deeper and deeper into this conflict. And that's not a direction that we want to be going, is it?
It is not. It is not. And having served in the Middle East, I would rather we don't engage in those types of activities. And that means having a strong deterrence. I do believe in peace through strength, but that's exactly why Iran is hitting us, is because we do not have a strong leader in the White House, not someone that has chosen to deter these attacks coming from Iran and the proxies.
Okay. Let's bring it back to some domestic issues here. There's more farm policy pundits out there that do not see a pathway to a new farm bill ahead in the ahead of the 2024 elections. They think it's going to be a 2025 farm bill. Can a new bill get done before this fall's elections?
I think it is going to be very, very difficult. Everyone's staking out their territory, and that's concerning, because our producers in Iowa, all of our farmers, they deserve a five-year farm bill that's working for them. But that, the problem is that we need more farm in this farm bill.
Yeah.
There's a projected cost of $1.5 trillion for this new farm bill. And Chip, that's not additional money that's going into farm programs. That's additional money that is going into these ever ballooning food programs. So what I would like to see, and what I'm fighting for in the farm bill, is to protect our food supply, support Iowa's rural prosperity. And that means, you know, including those small farms and young farmers, and then conserving our hard earned dollars and our incredibly bountiful land. So I'm working on a number of efforts, but I do get concerned that we're not going to see a new farm bill.
Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Stabenow has proposed to make a choice between subsidized crop insurance or the safety net provisions in the farm program, the ARC,
that
the PLC.
That doesn't fly.
It doesn't?
Does not fly. It doesn't fly. And she's making, she's trying to force our farmers to make this choice. So when you see fluctuating prices, you know, we have the programs that address that. But if we have crop disasters, we have crop insurance, which addresses that. But what she is saying is you choose one or the other, you don't get both. And that will not work for those that are engaging in crops like corn or soybeans. You know, maybe it works for other types of crops, but it doesn't work for our farmers in Iowa. So we do have real concerns about that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that it will be discussed, but the odds of passage and real consideration of this seems pretty low at this point. Something that we hope does fly is the Farm to Fly Act, which would support the development of sustainable aviation fuel. Tell us about your support for that.
Oh, man, I am really excited about this, actually. This is a great bipartisan effort. And what it does is expanding opportunities for investment in sustainable aviation fuels. This would be done at the USDA, and that would diversify and bring American energy production back into the United States. So the Farm to Fly Act is what we call it, and it really drives those private sector partnerships through USDA. It would boost our economy. We know that. We need other ways of using our corn ethanol. But what I like to see as well is that it's ensuring America's domestic energy production. Yeah. And this will be done by using the U.S. GREET model. Right. Rather than other models that are promoted by, you know, China, Russia, and others.
Yeah, and talking about supporting domestic produced energy and renewable energy, what are the odds that we can see some progress on year round availability of E15 nationwide?
This is something we have been pushing for years now, Chip. Yeah. So I keep hoping one of these days President Biden's going to wake up and make it happen. We have legislation to do it. That's not moving right now. We continue to promote it, but we wish the president would engage more on this issue. Homegrown fuel makes us less reliant upon our foreign adversaries. If we can grow it here, we should be burning it here.
Excellent. Can we avoid another continuing resolution? Can we get the appropriations done by March 1 and March 8?
Oh, we have been debating this, and we just had a discussion about this here in our Senate Republican conference the other day. So we have had all 12 appropriations bills out of the Appropriations Committee here in the Senate for over 6 months. Over 6 months, Chip, and yet the Democratic leader, Chuck Schumer, has not brought those bills up on the floor of the Senate. Now, the only reason I believe he is not doing that is because he would prefer to have an omnibus bill here at the end of the year where he can just slap everything that he and the Democrats want into it, which leads to outrageous spending, no real oversight. We would prefer to see those individual bills come forward and debate those, but I don't think that's what Chuck Schumer wants. Right. So if we wish to avoid the continuing resolution, he'll probably bring up an omnibus bill, or do another continuing resolution.
Yeah. Okay. Very quickly. President Biden says he can shut down the border with the laws that are already on the books. If that's the case, why hasn't he done so?
Oh, that's a question for President Biden. Isn't it funny how now all of a sudden that he's approaching a reelect that, whoa, the border's out of control, and he says that he can shut it down. If that's true, well, then he needs to do it, and he should do it today. But there are some laws that do need to be changed. One of those would be the asylum law for the United States. We know that the cartels are using this to get as many people into the United States as possible. We need to make changes to the asylum laws here in the United States. So we've got a lot of efforts ongoing.
Absolutely. We need to do that. We are out of time. You've been very generous with your time. I will just mention to people, please look up Sarah's Law as well, and take a look at how important that piece of legislation that is supported by Senator Ernst is. Thank you, Senator. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Thanks, Chip.
You bet. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa, Farmer Forum, next.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. February milk down 12 to 1611, March down 9 to 1684, April down 13 to 1714, May down 13 at 1750. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly lower to somewhat mixed. A cautious approach in the markets ahead of the cattle inventory report. Hogs moving higher due to higher cash and higher cutouts. February live cattle down 37 cents to 177.65. March feeder cattle down 85 cents to 240.47. February hogs up 47 cents to 76.32. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving up mostly lower. The South American weather pattern is keeping some stress in the crop markets, but some relief is expected, especially in the northern part of South America. That is providing some pressure in the markets. Consolidation providing pressure in the wheat contracts today. March corn down 1 3/4 to 446. New crop down 1.5 to 478 3/4. March beans down 7.5 to 1211 1/4. New crop down 4 3/4 to 1192 1/2. March soybean meal back to steady at 363. March soybean oil down 3 cents to 45.97. Chicago wheat March down 11.5 to 594. May down 11.5 to 604. Minneapolis wheat March down 10 1/4 to 689 1/2. With markets, I'm Brian Winnikins. Hey, Wisconsin soybean farmers. Do you know how your soybean checkoff helps fuel Wisconsin? Soybeans play a critical role in helping our communities, our economy, our environment, our future, our farms, and our world. Stop by the Wisconsin Soybean Booth at this year's Corn Soybean Expo, February 1st and 2nd at the Kalahari in Wisconsin Dells, to learn how your Wisconsin soybean farmers and soybean checkoff are working hard to increase your impact from the farm to the future. Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Great conversation that we just had with U.S. Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa. Covered a lot of ground in a short period of time there. We're going to get some reaction to some things that Senator Ernst said in today's Farmer Forum. First up, Scott McGregor from Iowa. Scott, how you doing, buddy?
Real good, Chip. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, glad you're here. By way of Orlando and CattleCon, right?
You bet. Down here for the week, CattleCon convention, producers from all around the United States getting together, share common ideas, and reach good consensus on a lot of issues.
Right, right. I want to get to some of that here in just a moment. But first, let's bring in Gary Niemeyer from Illinois, past president of the National Corn Growers Association. How you doing, Gary?
I'm doing fine, Chip. Great to be on with you again.
Glad that you are here. Yeah, Gary, you had to like the idea of what Senator Ernst talked about when it comes to year-round availability of E15. We've got the legislation.
We've been wanting to do this for years.
Yep. Yep, no doubt about it. And it's something that we need to stay focused on and continue to encourage lawmakers to take a look at getting that done. Scott, it's a big policy event, CattleCon, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Convention. It's not like, whatever NCBA says goes on some of these policy decisions, but the issues that they decide to support will have an impact on some lawmakers' actions going forward. What's the chatter? What's the priorities down there?
There's a lot of chatter, and you hit that right. And first of all, I must preface my position down here. I'm down here on a checkoff, but I will take my hat off because I can do that and talk about some policy things, and that's fine. None of the decisions are made by NCBA staff. None of the decisions are made by the big feedlots, and none of the decisions are made by the packers. This is grassroots. There's thousands of producers down here that meet in this meeting room to make the decisions. Yep. And they make the decisions and give it to the staff. So it's producer driven 100%.
Yeah. And that's what that makes it a very unique gathering. And Scott, what you just explained and how you explained it, I don't think is very well understood in areas across the country.
Right, right. And it's, they're in the back room right now, producers talking to producers, kind of wordsmithing drafts to come in front of the Cattle Health and Wellbeing Committee, which is going to talk about traceability, if that's going to be the hot button. Yep. Traceability, how that's going to be handled, how they're going to stand. Is it going to be mandatory? Is it going to be voluntary? Who's going to orchestrate it? What's the government going to do? Is it going to be thrown into these cow-calf guys and they're going to bear all the costs and half-ache to get it to make it happen? These are things that everybody wants to know.
Right, right. Yeah, what you're talking about there is the electronic ID tags. They're the RFID tags. And
right. And, boy, and you talk to packers, and the packer wonders, well, what if I get a load of 38 pack cattle come in and there's 8 cattle without tags?
Yeah.
Then what do I do? So it's all things like that you have to worry about, and who's going to bear the cost?
Yeah.
The
angle that I'm hearing now too, Scott, is what about the sale barn guy that has 60 head of fat cattle, or, who knows, maybe he runs 2,000 head of fat cattle through his sale barn in a week's time. What happens to the cattle that come in that don't have an RFID tag in their ear? Does he have to pay for that, the sale barn operator? There's all kinds of uncertainty over this.
Right, right. There's so many unknowns. And, Chip, how many years have we been talking about this?
Yeah.
And I don't want to say it's what's separating the industry, but the one thing you don't want is to FDA come out with a rule and say, this is what it is. This is mandatory. That's why the producers have to get in front of this and make the decisions and come to a consensus on how this can happen. Nobody wants mandatory anything, but if we have a foreign animal disease, we don't need that. And that's what this is, traceability for an animal disease outbreak. The turkey growers have gone through it.
Yep.
We all know what they've been through with avian influenza. We don't need anything like this to hit the beef industry and not be able to stop it. Look what the vegetable growers are doing. I mean, they have blockchain traceability back to their products. So we need to figure out something in the beef industry. Is that facial recognition? Is it an EID tag? What is it?
Right. Right, right. It's a big issue, Scott, no question about it. I'm looking forward to hearing more about the discussion that takes place down there and how things
wrap
Thursday.
Up on this. It'll be Thursday. The discussion will be Thursday, and they'll, by Thursday night, they'll have made a decision on how to go forward.
Right. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Niemeyer, let's talk a little bit more about the E15 and making it available year round. When you look at the kind at the impacts that it is having, or maybe it's best to say not having, on the grain markets right now, this is a very important topic that sometimes it feels like it just doesn't get as much attention as it deserves.
Absolutely, Chip. And first of all, I want to say I've never met Scott before, but I see another grassroots individual, and I really enjoyed his comment. Yeah. E15 has been around for a long time. We've gone through NASCAR to prove how safe it is and how effective it is. It's a domestic product, just like Senator Ernst said. We need to get this done, and it's very simplistic. It's not that we have to recreate anything. It's just make it available. And as far as going into sustainable aviation fuel, I guess we have a process that is about to run out in time, but I understand it is a part of, as Senator Ernst said, a part of the Inflation Reduction Act.
Right. Can the corn industry handle both, Gary? Can it support E15 availability across the country and sustainable aviation fuel, the ethanol to jet?
You know, Chip, I'm going to go back to 2005. We passed the RFS, and at that time we had about an $8.5 billion corn crop. And we said 2015, we're going to have 15 billion bushel of corn. That's more than double. And also have 15 billion gallon of ethanol. You know what? We accomplished that goal. And you give a farmer an opportunity to do something, get out of the way, we're going to do it.
I love it. You're exactly right on that. And Scott, you look at how the ethanol industry has been a competitor for corn, but also a partner on the feed side of things. It's a very unique relationship with the cattle guys, isn't it?
It is. They're a great partner. The corn industry, all the biofuel industries are a great partner for the beef industry. I mean, every week, one or every 5 days, a load rolls into our bunker and we unload it. So, yeah. And it's been a great deal. It's been a great deal to have the supply, the basis and everything for our producers, whether it be a feedlot or a just a grain producer.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And it's it is that relationship that we hope that we can continue to build. The sustainable aviation fuel, Gary, there is some progress being made. We've got a plant that is now operating and turning ethanol into jet fuel down in Georgia, but the problem is they're having to use Brazilian ethanol because of the carbon intensity score. We got to do something about that too, don't we?
We have the GREET policy. It is great. It is factual. It's not manipulated by different outfits trying to change the dynamics of how this operates. All we have to do, like Senator Ernst said, is get this information forward, pass it, and move forward. And by the way, Scott, I remember when we first started in 2005, it's like, oh my God, what are we going to do with all these DDGs? It's great to have ethanol, but what are we going to do with them? Well, right now, DDGs, there's been a time when it's been leading the charge as well as ethanol. So it's great to work with the beef industry and all industries in the United States creating a domestic product.
Yes. Amen to that. I mean, I remember back at that time when I was editor at Pro Farmer, CNBC wanted me to come on and talk about the food versus fuel debate. And We were all set up. We were ready to go. I was excited about the opportunity to talk about it. And in the pre-interview, I mentioned the fact that I would probably say I'm excited about ethanol because it's such an efficient use with one-third coming back to the feed. It's like you get to use a bushel twice And that narrative didn't fit with what they wanted at the time, guys. And I never did get on CNBC to talk about ethanol and how efficient it is.
Imagine that, Chip. Imagine
yep.
that.
Imagine yeah. that. Okay. We are off and rolling with the Farmer Forum. Great start. We've got Scott McGregor from Iowa, Gary Niemeyer from Illinois. We've got to finish things up. And let's talk a little interest rates when we come back. And land ownership. There's a lot on the list yet. We'll get it covered on the Farmer Forum here on AgriTalk.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life. So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma. And always read and follow label directions.
Chip Flory here with the latest Appetite for Pork report. Today I'm talking with Dr. David Newman with the National Pork Board. Pork Checkoff is always working to drive demand for U.S. pork for consumers here at home, David. How are you encouraging them to buy more?
This is really a fish where the fish are approach of saying, who is the consumer of the future? Where do they shop? What do they buy? Examples are millennials and Gen Zs and the largest growth population, such as multicultural Hispanics. So we're reaching the consumers in the right places. That's on social media and grocery shopping ends.
Perfect. What's next as you're trying to reach new consumers for U.S. pork?
Well, we're focused on today, but we're also focused on tomorrow. So this is a long-term approach to position U.S. pork.
Thanks again, David, for talking with us today about how the Pork Checkoff is building a bigger appetite for U.S. pork. You can find more information at porkcheckoff.org/radio.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
At FBN Finance, we know there's one thing that unites all farmers: progress. It drives them to wake up early and be better than the day before. And whether it's a new land purchase or refinancing your ranch, FBN Finance has the agricultural expertise to help you reach your goals. Simply put, FBN Finance puts farmers first. With great rates, instant approvals, and pre-qualifications on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. And now, you can get $500 off closing costs for loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC, and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
Join us in Orlando at the 2024 NCBA Cattle Convention. Don't miss U.S. Farm Report host Tyne Morgan's live taping with industry experts February 1st at noon. Be part of the live audience at the Chuckwagon Cafe No. 1.
Welcome back to AgriTalk in the Farmer Forum. Scott McGregor got called away and is running off to participate in other events down there at CattleCon in Orlando. But we've still got Gary Niemeyer with us. Gary's from Illinois, past president of the National Corn Growers Association. Gary, jet to fuel, I want to go back to that. And you mentioned the importance of the GREET model, echoed what Senator Ernst said earlier. But the other part of this is that carbon sequestration. And we talked with Lee Blank, CEO of Summit Carbon Solutions, yesterday. That's a CO2 pipeline project. And I don't think that you and I have discussed the carbon sequestration option for managing carbon intensity of the ethanol plants. What are your thoughts on this, Gary?
Well, first of all, let's go back. I'm in Illinois, and a lot of the pipeline that was going through Illinois was turned down because a lot of farmers are real. Tiling, you know, mm-hmm. pattern tiling on your field, and putting a pipeline through it just destroys the pipeline, the whole tile thing. I've been through this with natural gas, and it takes 7 or 10 years to get it back in under control. But considering the need for ethanol plants to do something with CO2 emissions, I'm also a part of the corn industry, and I understand the importance of trying to get a pipeline industry to put the CO2 into the ground. But, you know, if you really want to be successful, and this is for the corn industry as a whole, they need to reward the people who originally produced the corn and sequester the CO2. And I'm going to say that again. The people who really are sequestering CO2 by paying them a royalty or sharing in the wealth of an ethanol, similar to the way the wind and solar projects pay the landowner these days as they cross their land. And this is me separating myself from corporations, but why should corporations benefit by paying a sin tax when they really have no skin in the game? The climate crisis should not be used as an eminent domain control factor. Yeah. It is truly about the environment. Pay the people doing the practice on the ground actually accomplishing sequestering CO2.
Yeah. Boy, that's hard to argue with, Gary. And I know that there's been a high level of success in gaining right away, voluntary right away. In other words, Summit paying for the right of way on ground. What Lee Blank told us yesterday was 75% to 80% of the pathway that they need for the pipe has already been secured. The right of way has been secured. That seems like a great majority in favor of the project. And here we are. Based on that majority, I want to see the thing proceed. But I also understand those that are saying, listen, not on my ground. Tough situation, isn't it?
Exactly, Chip. And quite honestly, let's have everybody make their own decision. If a gentleman wants to allow that to cross over and get paid for it, that's fine. I think it's fine. Now, I'm just going to tell you about my experience with natural gas pipelines. Instead of getting a 5-year payment for crop damages, you need 10. I've got my maps, my tile maps. I can show you all the issues about that, and it takes a long time to recoup. I've talked to a navigator about doing these same kind of projects, and my whole point is, why don't you honor the people who are really making CO2 sequestration by growing corn and taking CO2 out of the atmosphere? Why don't we honor them? And this is where I kind of go along with Scott McGregor. I love listening to that gentleman. I've never met him, but he is a grassroots individual, and this is what we need to do for the farmers who are growing the crop to make ethanol possible.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay, I'm going to switch topics on you. Interest rates. I want to go there. And I'm not going to age you on this, but I do know that you were around and farming during some higher interest rates in the late 70s, 80s. And, people forget that those higher interest rates stuck around into the 90s as well. You farmed for a long time in a high interest rate environment. What do you make of the interest rate environment that you are in right now?
Well, since we're going back there, 1979, Chip, I bought quite a bit of farmland for $3,500 an acre. And I bought it through an agency that everybody would know, and I'm not going to say their name. But anyway, my interest rates were locked in for a year and a half at 12%. But after that, they went up to 21% in less than a year's time. Plus, my farmland value dropped from $3,500 an acre to $1,750. Now, that was about 1985, 86 era. Mm-hmm. Well, it was almost the year 2000 before we climbed back out of that hole. And this is one of the things that I think needs to be discussed and people need to know. They talk about inflation rate, and you have to get the interest rate of the interest rates over the rate of inflation to stop or curtail inflation. But they don't include food and or energy. They haven't done this since Reagan's time. I'm not picking politics. This has been on for a long time.
Correct.
If you get to that level, you're probably at 15% inflation rate. And this Inflation Reduction Act almost seems like a joke.
Oh, you mean spending more government money and creating new government payrolls and so on? You don't think that's going to fight inflation?
Are you kidding me, Chip? Maybe yes, we ought to have a come to Jesus meeting between you and me.
Love it, Gary. I love it when you're on here, man. You bring the fire. You bring the thought and. This is what guys are thinking about out there. That we need to get you back on here on more regular, buddy. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day, Chip.
You bet. That is Gary Niemeyer from Illinois. All right. Thank you so much for listening this morning. You got to come back this afternoon. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the livestock trade. We've got the cattle inventory report and the dairy industry. We've got Robin Schmall from AgMarket.net tomorrow morning. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas here on AgriTalk.
Hey, guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair and to start feeling confident with the way you look? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. One actual Hair Grow customer writes, "After trying Hair Grow for a month and a half, my hair began to grow and thicken with no breakage when combing."